How Linux's IoT's F4 operating system works. Why we need operating systems tailored to IoT devices. Internet of Things, IoT, devices can have a significantly small memory footprint, perhaps as small as 10 kilobytes. As a result, most modern-day operating systems can't run on this limiting hardware. The Linux Foundation announced their Zephyr project to meet this need. The project aims to create an open-sourced real-time operating system, RTOS, for IoT devices. Developers today have many choices when it comes to platforms. The Zephyr project will offer a modular, connected operating system to support the smallest footprint for IoT devices, said Jim Zemelin, executive director, the Linux Foundation. Though other operating system solutions for low-memory IoT devices exist, they will not have access to the large open-source community which made Linux an industry standard in the server world. In fact, the Linux Foundation is hoping to repeat history with Zephyr and become the industry standard for IoT. We fully expect Zephyr will become one of the leading, easy-to-use IoT platforms, designed specifically with security in mind for the connected world, said Jeff Lees, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Microcontrollers at NXP. We are committed to providing developers with best-in-class tools and support needed to develop innovative solutions. How the Zephyr IoT Real-Time Operating System Works. The new TOS will allow developers to use it as is, or tweak it to their personal needs. As a result, engineers can already download a Zephyr software development kit. Zephyr works on a modular kernel design. The absolute essential TOS services are within the nano kernel. This kernel is responsible for executing the highest priority procedures from interrupts to background tasks. The nano kernel is based on a series of small threads dubbed fibers. Hashtag CleverGirl, these fibers will only execute one task at a time. If push comes to shove, developers can use only the nano kernel to run their IoT devices. This will typically be limited to devices with extremely low memory footprints like environmental sensors, RFID tags and LEDs. However, most IoT devices will be able to use Zephyr's full microkernel. This will allow for greater multitasking abilities and services including memory pools, memory maps, a mailbox and more. The tasks that are sitting in the microkernel are scheduled by a server file in the nanokernel. This setup allows for the highest priority tasks to be run within the nanokernel and for interrupts to be run within the nanokernel without hindrance. Once all the fibers have finished executing a task, the server fiber will then send the nano kernel the next highest priority task. If two tasks are tied, then the one that has been sitting in the microkernel the longest will be selected. The idea of the two-kernel system is to keep memory stacks small and to allocate processes to the cloud whenever possible. For a more detailed explanation of how the Zephyr IoT OS works, watch this video. What features do you get with the Zephyr IoT ROS? Currently, Zephyr's common API will allow the ROS to support the following communication networks, input/output, I/O, ports and board architectures. Currently supported communication networks. Bluetooth. Bluetooth Low Energy. IEEE 802.15.4. 6LoWPAN. Wi-Fi. Wired. Currently supported I/O ports. WAT. CPO. SPI. I2C. Radios. Currently supported board architecture. Arduino 101, Intel Curie module containing x86 and Synopsys ARCM cores. Arduino Duo, Atmel SAM 3x80 ARM Cortex M3 CPU. Intel Galileo Gen 2. NXPF RDMK 64F Freedom Board, Kinetis K64F ARM Cortex M4 MCU. The ROS will also support third-party libraries, applications and plans to expand its compatibility library for communication standards, circuit boards and I/O ports. The Linux Foundation also stressed that their new ROS has a significant focus on IoT security. The project plans to include a dedicated security working group and a delegated security maintainer. Engineers should note that all of these supported components are optional. They can be added or removed from your custom build ratios based on design needs and limitations. Additionally, once you have come up with your DOS solution, you can reuse it on your other IoT devices. The Linux Foundation is looking for developers, engineers and organizations to cooperate with the expansion of Zephyr. Currently, the list includes Intel, NXP Semiconductors, Synopsys, and UbiquiOS. We invite developers to contribute to the Zephyr project and to help advance a customizable embedded open source shows to advance IoT, said Zemlin. By hosting this at the Linux Foundation, we look forward to the cross-project collaboration among Linux and this community. If you wish to help the growth of Zephyr, then perhaps you are interested in their development kit. If so, you can download it from this link.